If you've been hearing me yammer on and on about using Descript and how amazing it has been to streamline my podcast process, you are in luck because today I'm going to be doing a special screen share episode showing my favorite features inside the software. It's been an amazing process going from multiple tools to produce my podcast down to just one primary tool. And now today is really going to get meta because capturing this, as I was actually doing this, looking at my process while I'm in my process, had its challenges, I will say that. So we'll see how we do here. But I want to show you how I replaced these multiple pieces of software, why I did it, and why it took me so long, honestly. And that's actually the funny thing that I keep thinking about today is that, gosh, that really took me a while to make this happen. There's a lot of tools that are always available to us for everything from recording and also just gadgets. And I truly aim to be as simple as possible, even if it's not what someone I might look up to in the podcast space. Maybe they're using like way more things, but this is what works for me. This is how I'm able to create the content every single week. Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll evolve over time. But I say use as few tools as possible. Use as few software or kind of online tech items as well. And make it as easy as possible because that's going to give you the best chance of keeping it going, right? And honestly, the great thing about Descript here is that it's not only important just for the sake of your time, for the sake of your sanity in and doing this, but if you are the podcaster and the owner of your company, I have to tell myself this all the time. You should be spending your efforts marketing, selling, not necessarily just focused only on your podcast, which can make you feel amazing to get out the door, but in the end, isn't the only thing that you should be doing with your time. So the great thing is if you've got a team or even if you don't have a team yet, using Descript actually gets you ready for that because you could just record, hit publish, and then share it with the rest of your team that have access to Descript as well. It's saved in your Descript drive. Your people just come in. They do the process that I'm going to talk through today. They're going to do it in their own Descript, but they're not going to have to export it. They're not going to have to go to Dropbox and download something and upload something and then have you look at it in multiple places. You're going to be able to review it right into Descript. You're going to be able to export it right into Descript. Let's just get started, right? Because this is what today is all about. So I just wanted to have a few things up for you so I can share with you my past process. And before, I had already moved to Notion to write my rough script. So that would be written in, you can probably see this, but this is where I write my actual podcast. Then I would record everything in QuickTime Player, believe it or not. I would just hit this, select my microphone, and I would go to town every single time. And then I would export it from QuickTime, import it back into GarageBand, pull the audio into the template. I would do the thing in there, then I would export it, and then I would bring it to Descript. Then I would remove the ums, coughs, etc., do some minimal editing if I saw anything that needed it. Then I would export it from there, upload it to Libsyn, and then that would distribute it to YouTube and all the places. Then I would go back into Notion, write show notes. I wasn't even doing my blog post because it just was too much flipping work. Now my show notes are a lot easier to create now. So let me show you how things have changed. So you can see that I'm actually recording in this document right now, okay? But before you go in there, you can go to this projects page where you're going to hit new. It's going to allow you to choose an audio project, a video project. And up until this week, this version, I have, actually, that's not true. Last week, I did this as well as a little test, but I chose video project. And then in the end, I put the thumbnail on it and then I uploaded it separately to YouTube. So I might not be doing the distribution anymore through Libsyn. But it was just a test. We'll see how that goes. But then you basically open this up. You have this all here. And then what's going to happen as soon as I hit stop on this record is that it's going to populate a pretty close to perfect transcript. So this is last week's episode. Let me hide that timeline. The first thing to note is you literally just highlight text. You delete it, and it also deletes everything. You can see it's even selecting it in the timeline down here. It deletes the audio. So once you get good at it, there's not a ton of jump cuts, but there are some. And to me, I'm okay with that. I'm literally fine with that. So that's one great tool. The other thing is that I might go like this, where I highlight a lot of text. Remove filler words. Where I say, you know, and I tend to leave in some of the you knows and things like that because, you know, I don't want to remove them all. But it really does go through and it shows you where those are. You just decide if you're going to remove it or not. Sometimes, like I said, you might not want to for various reasons. The editing of the actual content is pretty great. Then what I have done, and it's not going to probably show on this one. Oh, it might actually. You can just hit the control minus key to make it smaller. But the thing I like about it is that I pulled my show intro here. I pulled my spoken intro, and then I have my little teaser at the beginning. So everything is super easy to find. By the way, the reason why I was sticking to GarageBand for so long is because I didn't realize you could do this until legitimately last week, like that you could drag this up even higher and make these tracks more visible. And then when you do Command Plus, it allows you to expand everything even more. So let's say I want to get right in between here. Let's say I want to get right there. And then you can hit S to split that track. Actually, you have to make it blue and then split it. Let's just say that's what I wanted to do. It does make it a lot easier. So that has been great to see that. So editing is a little bit different than GarageBand. There are some different function keys and different areas. One thing that I wanted to show you, if you're wondering if you can fade in and out, you grab this little white dot and you can see it's done this little fade in mark on the side of that little track. It's done it here too as I fade out. And let's just go to the end. I did it here as well because I don't want it to last that long. So that's just a little bit of the editing stuff. But if you have questions on any specific things, just let me know. Descript has some great tutorial videos. This is just me sharing my process with you. So I wanted to make sure you could see all of this. I have now created this kind of the top bit with me speaking and the intro outro into a template so I don't have to do it every single time because that was a little bit interesting to figure out. But they do have templates in here as you're doing projects and things like that. But to add this beginning and end stuff, let me get so that we can see kind of everything. All you really need to do is go down to this little section right in between, right at the top of your main spoken track and add layers. These are the layers. So let's say I wanted to add a layer. I can add captions. I can add text. If it's a video, I can add whatever I want in here. I generally just had everything pulled in here so that it is clearly like my show intro and then the music right there. I'll also let you in on another little test that I'm doing. And that is because I'm uploading, and it's not that I don't want to have a show intro. I just want to get to the meat a little bit faster. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm trying it out, especially on YouTube, with no music intro, no spoken intro, because it does take about like 30 seconds. And I'm like, with people's short attention spans, I'm just going to try this out. That's that. So editing is pretty darn good. And of course, you can listen to it as you're going along. I've listened to it over and over again. Sometimes you're going to want to adjust the levels of the tracks. Just click on them, make sure that they're blue. And then you're going to be able to come in here and just adjust the volume. One other note is if you are recording directly into this, try using the studio sound. And it's up to you what you like your voice to sound like. But the studio sound is actually pretty darn good. Let me just tell you that. So Notion, write script, Descript, record, Descript, edit. And now I have a template that I use. Descript, I export the audio and upload to Libsyn. Now, one really cool thing, you can publish to so many different places. Check this out. I could post to YouTube if I wanted to. I think I did the last time. Actually, I think I did, but there's a bunch of different things here. If you have a private podcast that you put out for your customers, use Hello Audio. You might use Captivate. It looks like it doesn't allow me to because this is a video. I get it. Anne's getting it right in front of you. Yeah, if Libsyn was there, I would not have to export the audio myself and then upload it again. It would just go straight to Libsyn. And then, like I said, I export the video version and publish that to YouTube. Great. So next up, I have also replaced how I'm doing my show notes and my YouTube description, as well as at least a starting point for my social posts. So I'm not like, what should I say? Am I just going to just share those two things as normal, or am I going to talk about the episode after it's already out? But let's just say you are done, you've published, you're ready to do, you've got some more work that you need to do. You're going to click the actions bar up here and then ask AI. I know lots of us have issues with AI. I mean, shorten word gaps, that could be really good if you were like not speaking for a few minutes or seconds. You could definitely do that. You can go in there and say remove filler words. This could be where you start that process. Or if you want to have a title suggestion, you just click on that. And I'm going to show you for the YouTube description is the one that I use, because I'm going to just tell you. The blog post kind of makes it like I'm not going to publish the actual podcast or put the audio on my website. And it talks about the podcast in the third person, which I'm not a fan of, but I'm sure that I could adjust that prompt that comes up. So draft a YouTube style description for this recording and include time. I don't even have to say that actually, because I was using it. I used it before. So let's say I did that. AI is thinking. Okay. So as you can see, this is what I really want, because this takes time going through and just being like, okay. So you copy this to your clipboard, which for me then gets pasted into my episode notes here in Notion. And then I might tighten things up here and just say, this week's episode, I'm not going to say the host, because the host is actually me. So let's close that. Let's open this back up again. Ask AI. And then once I have that, I will go into social posts. It'll do the same thing where I can actually say, come up with five. I think it usually just says, it doesn't say 5 to 10, but I'll have it come up with 5 to 10 just so it gets me inspired. And it's easy to then edit those and post those in various places. So this one is also a really good one. Find good clips. Now, you can change this, okay? So think about these as clips where you're going to put your podcast little clip over a video. It's going to be on Reels, or you're making it for YouTube Shorts, or you're making it for TikTok or something. So maybe you want to do a 12-second long thing. So then you just let it think a little bit. And this actually does come in handy, because if you are on video, it's got you on video. So once this is finished, here's what we're going to do with it. Okay. What we're going to do is select in script, and then we're going to duplicate this to a new composition. Okay. So then you're going to go up here to your, this is like your project, but you can go to your clips, right? And then some of these aren't going to be perfectly lined up. Yeah, this one wasn't great, it doesn't look like. Regardless, you're going to just have to mess around with it a little bit. But what it has done is it has allowed me to come up with, like, even finding one is good. And then the great thing is, let's say I go to that. Even though that's not a good one, I'm just going to say it right now. What I would like to do then is go into here. This is like the canvas of everything. And then you're going to make this into that. So let's just make that a little bit smaller. And let's see. Let's see, what do we want here? Vertical. Apply the template. Decide what kind of image you want in there. Okay, so you're going to add another layer. And you can go to videos. It can actually show you random things that you might want in there. So then you're going to, let me just see if I can. Fill can. And then you send it to the back. And this is a janky one. Obviously, I'm not doing How to Dance in a Loft. So there you go. That is it. So then you can publish, you can export this video. If you choose to post it, you can post it wherever you want. Now, all of this stuff is very drag and drop. You see, like, it's not that difficult to get going. And as long as you just play around with it, I'm no aficionado for Descript, but I can get it done, whatever I need to get done. Basically, when you say choose clips, it's going to normally choose 3 to 4 clips. And then you can copy those clips into a new project, a new composition. You'll choose that portrait video mode vertical. You can even choose one of the templates if you want to, which are here. And then you can add your own video in. You can add temp, you can add captions, whatever it is you want to do. And if you have a video podcast, you can just use the video from the podcast. So as you can see, I have really condensed my process. There's nothing more that I can say about this, except for that I just aim to get better at doing the prompts for these AI actions. And I'm hoping to get better and faster as the script gets better and faster. So going from, let's see, how many tools did we have before? So we had Notion, GarageBand, we had QuickTime, we have Descript. We also have Libsyn and YouTube as my main kind of places where I have to export to. So basically now so that's 7. Now we have Descript, we have Notion, and we still do have YouTube and Libsyn. So I have literally cut my process in half, or my tech process in half. And I know that there are additional features here for interviews, like remote recording. And all of this, you're going to find a much more graceful video about how to use Descript for your podcast. But I am literally just trying to make it happen on the fly, like discovering things as I go along. And I want to just show you that it didn't actually take me too long to get up and running. Once I had a template, once I decided what features I was absolutely going to use. And I think that it's just important. If you have a podcast now, ask yourself how many different tools you use. And ask yourself if you can reduce that, because reducing the tools, reducing the complexity brings more simplicity. You'll spend more time marketing and promoting your podcast, getting new eyeballs in front of the work that you're creating. If you have any questions about Descript, definitely let me know. I'm eager to hear if you try any of this stuff, if you use additional tools that maybe I didn't share today. And I look forward to just hearing from you about this. I know that there have been a few people who've reached out to me who are very curious about using this for their podcasts. And so this episode is kind of low key for them because they had a lot of the questions that I shared answers to today. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon.